So what if pain isn't the problem? What if it's the messenger? Today, I'm honored to welcome a woman who has helped so many people around the world listen to the wisdom of their bodies, the wisdom that their bodies have been trying to share. So Ina Sigal is an internationally acclaimed intuitive healer, speaker, and best-selling author of The Secret Language of Your Body, which has been translated into 26 different languages and is loved across more than 100 countries. Her journey began when, after years of physical pain and emotional turmoil, she discovered the power of intuitive healing, an awakening that transformed her life overnight and launched a body of work that now inspires doctors, educators, trauma survivors, and spiritual seekers across the globe. So her gift is making healing deeply accessible for everyone through visualization, color therapy, breath work, chakra awareness, and ancestral clearing. And today she's here to help us decode the hidden messages in our pain so we can step into greater freedom, balance, and vitality. Before we get started, I just want to thank Dr. Bradley Nelson for your sponsorship and iHeartRadio. And to our audience and fans, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. So, Ina, it's really great to have you here.
Thank you, Lisa. So great to be with you. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too, me too. I'm excited. You've got a series on our channel and so much insight, and so many people deal with pain. I just love this topic for the audience because I don't think a lot of people understand what their pain is and what's causing it and what they need to do about it. So maybe to start, your healing journey started with your own pain. Can you share that moment when you realized that your body was speaking to you in a deeper way?
I had a moment where I was just in agony and I just felt like nothing in my life was working and everything just felt stuck, essentially. And I was in that survival mode that people go into when they're just stuck in the old patterns and they don't know what to do. And they don't actually even know maybe that they're fully stuck or to the degree that they are. And so that was me. I was just about to turn 21, and I just felt like nothing. I was a very motivated person from very early on in my life, but it almost felt like things were just constantly falling apart. And for me, I had a real kind of crisis of faith that occurred where, firstly, I didn't even know if I truly believed in anything divine, but I was open to it. Again, I come from an Eastern European background where when I was a child, I literally was told and taught that there's nothing outside of the physical in the world. And so then I started to be open to it and kind of, open to the idea of the divine being, in our lives and essentially giving us support. And then I had an experience where I got pregnant when I was 19 and totally 100% believed that I was going to have a healthy child until a few weeks before, where I started to feel off, like something in me was just going, something's not right about this. And I was already 8 months pregnant at that point. And then 2 weeks later, I gave birth and the child died. And so I had an experience of actually seeing an angelic being at the time, which I have very rarely shared. And this being said, everything's going to be okay, and you'll have two children soon, so it's going to be okay, which is what actually gave me faith to have children later. But at the same time, the fact that I felt that I trusted the process and it ended in my, tragically, in my understanding, was very painful, and I'd already been in a lot of pain physically, especially I had really bad back pain. I had psoriasis all over my body, had digestive issues. I'd already had issues, and it became way, way worse. And so for that next year, I was going to see a lot of different people to help me, from psychology to, chiropractors and so on. Because I was extremely depressed and I wanted to die. And this one moment where I ended up at this chiropractor's office and he basically said what I knew but was denying. And I feel like often when we're stuck, we're actually not telling the truth to ourselves and we're denying things. And he said to me, I'd been going to see him for, I think, a year at least, 3 times a week. And he said, your body's stuck. And I was like, well, I'm aware of that part. And he's, and my initial response is, what are you going to do to fix it? Like, you, because you're the expert and I know nothing. And he actually looked at me and he said, nothing, there's nothing I can do. You've been coming for a while. Your body wants to be stuck, was what he said. Go home. So on the way home, I
That's
actually came
helpful.
out of this. Yes. But I think he'd known me for long enough at that time to kind of have wisdom that, I was going to have to do something about it, that he had to
Right. There was
push a
something
little bit,
else. Yeah, exactly. It was love. It was with love.
Yeah, I really think so. And so on the way home, I didn't feel love at that moment. On the way home, I felt rage. And
Yeah.
I think in some way he knew that if I got angry enough, as opposed to walking in with this depression and this, constant feeling of victimhood, that something would change. And so, on the way home, I made a decision that I was going to heal myself. I didn't really know how to, but in my background, I had done a lot of acting. I wanted to be an actress, and I, in the acting classes, we did a lot of meditation, breath work, movement, visualization, all of those types of things. And so when I went home, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start with placing my hands on my back because that's where I have the most pain, right? Even though I have psoriasis and I have all this other stuff. And I'm just going to breathe into this area of my body and I'm just going to see. And what I realized as I was breathing into the pain was that I had literally spent years not breathing, like holding my breath, right?
Yeah.
So breathing very, very shallowly, I should say. And so here I was breathing deeply, and so much fear was coming up because I was feeling into the pain. I was connecting right into it. And my brain, my mind was going crazy, about you're not going to be able to do anything. And all the negativity was coming up. And so I thought, okay, I'm just going to count backwards from 30. I just need my mind to be busy. And this is where this incredible experience occurred where as I was counting backwards from 30, I just went, you know what? I wonder if I actually do need divine help. And at this point, I am very conflicted because I did have this experience when, this baby died, where I just went into a place of peace for 3 hours. And this knowingness that everything was going to be okay, but then it kind of dissolved after 3 hours. And I had this sense of something divine, this angelic being, but why would God let me have a child that died? So, I was in a lot of conflict with it. And so I went, okay, well, if there is something divine out there that can help me now with my pain, please help me. And I didn't really expect anything to happen, but this warmth, I really felt warmth moving through my body. And then I just felt gold, this golden light. Well, I saw it, even though I had my eyes closed. And then for whatever reason, I had this thought, I wonder what my back looks like. Again, expecting nothing. And it was as if someone was there and turning this light switch on. And I immediately, all of a sudden, could see into my spine and my back, and it was as if I had this X-ray vision. I got a fright, but I also felt for the first time that I was very aligned. It was like my thinking in that moment, my feeling and my will. So all my centers were kind of in that state of, oh my God, something's happening and I'm participating in this. I want to know why I've got this issue or all of these issues, but just show me, show me. And I had no idea that I was very visual as a person at that time. And all these visual images started showing up, and it was a combination of memories and awarenesses. So I had this very strong awareness and memories, and of coming to Australia from Eastern Europe. I spent about 9 months in Italy before coming to Australia, and I was 10 years old, and then going to school. Again, so sensitive. I was a very sensitive child, so open. And because I'd been in Italy and I'd learned Italian very, very quickly, I thought it was going to be really easy. And I was loved. I felt so loved when I was in that country. And then I came to, to school, and I was bullied and put down, and people would throw things at me. And I actually really, really didn't know how to be myself. And very soon after, I started getting psoriasis all over my elbows and my knees, which also runs in my family. And then, because I was struggling so much, I just started changing schools. And when I was about 14, I ended up in this private school where my parents were like, okay, finally, you can, there's people from Eastern Europe here, and you can, we believe in you. We believe that you're really talented. We'll pay for it, and of course, in a very discounted price. But what they didn't know was that the people at that school were coming from extreme wealth like I'd never even seen in my life up until then. And they were not very excited about having all these people from, from where I, Eastern European kind of background who had zero money, literally like struggled to pay for a bus ticket. And there was a huge conflict. And so I noticed that myself and most of my friends were walking around with this kind of protective energy. And a lot of my friends had developed scoliosis. So I didn't develop that, but I started feeling this lower back pain and sciatica and heart, and that I found it really hard to walk. And this just kept getting worse and worse over the years. And at the same time, my parents were constantly in their own struggles and conflict and issues around money. So I felt, because it's really interesting when we look at the wisdom of the body, that the lower back is all about survival and finances. And I grew up with constant stress around this, and people just going on and on and on and on about it. And so I started connecting these pieces, and I was like,
So you were
oh my
seeing
God,
your
life
life
flies.
in that image, like it's that what you're saying. So in that moment when you're seeing your back, you're seeing these life experiences kind of layer and layer and layer as to the issue. Okay. So it was like
And for
flashbacks
me,
of your life related to the pain in your lower back. Interesting. What did you think of that in the moment? Did it make sense to you?
It was almost like I felt this unwinding and a reconnection, like a real reconnection to my inner self. And it was almost like I felt like all of these pieces of the puzzle, and most of the time when people go through that, it takes time. And there were many, many things that took time as well later to really unwind through this kind of awakening to, I call it the secret language of the body, but essentially it's the secret language of your soul, because it's your soul that's holding that information, and it often appears in an archetypal or metaphorical way. And so I saw a lot of things. I saw my grandparents and their story of trauma that they went through. And I know we'll have another opportunity to talk about ancestry at some point. So, I really felt into this ancestry because my grandmother essentially lost all her brothers and sisters, and she was one of eight. And this enormous loss she suppressed. And so when I had a child, it all came to the surface for everybody and for her, and she started talking about it. And so many things just started making sense. I was also this sponge from early on. I felt like I would just take on other people's energy and pain. And, this led to a lot of digestive issues and so on from early on. And so this was kind of a map that showed up for me. And then I needed to put all the pieces together over quite a bit of time. And so I fell asleep because it was very overwhelming once a lot of this information kind of came through. And it was an amazing sleep because I was unwound for the first time in my life.
Yeah,
And
then your body
having
was
these
like
pieces of.
integrating. It's like, oh my God, I can heal. Go to sleep right now. You need to sleep.
And then I woke up the next day and it was
Yeah,
literally
I
like
was gonna say, how
70% of the
did you
pain
feel in
was
the
gone.
morning?
Well, 70% was gone and my back had, like I couldn't turn. It was twisted. And so I went, okay, wow. I'm not gonna leave my bed because I was this skeptic. I'd had so many bad experiences where, well, I shouldn't say bad, like I would get better, and then 3 days later, I would be in even more pain. So I was constantly going round and round in a circle. But this time, I realized something was different. I was actually participating and taking responsibility. And over the next 3 weeks, I just kept connecting, and exploring and putting all the pieces together. And by the end, there was no more psoriasis, and I've never had it since. And there was no, and again, I had it at that point for about 11 years. So it wasn't like, I had it for a minute. It was 11 years. And so then my back, no pain, never had it since. The digestive issues that I had took way longer because they were very ancestrally intertwined. And my anxiety that I was dealing with and depression really dissolved. And I'm not going to say I never had other emotional challenges because you always do as you're going through life. And it's a constant exploration. But I felt like I could live again. So then I had this other incredible experience or two where I realized that I could actually, the same way that I could see into my back, I opened up this ability, this doorway to see into other people's energy fields, body, and well, emotions, what was going on for them, and start to create connected pieces for them and help them. And so I was both excited and confused about what to do next. So
Yeah,
this is
that might
kind
like
of how.
a lot of people I've talked to, like when they start experiencing their gifts, they can be their worst enemy because they prevent them from fully expressing out of fear or out of doubt. Or to me, that's the body needing more healing. But that must have been an amazing experience to, be able to trust that. And what you said about it feeling natural, it was almost like that moment brought you this remembrance of holy crap, this is who I am, and these are my gifts. Because when you know you're supposed to be in a situation and it makes you feel good, your body is tells you it is at ease. So what did the next steps look like for you?
Well, I was actually studying at the time to be an author slash journalist, And I remember thinking, what if I connect to the people who have this capacity, who've written books, and I interview them and get to know them and potentially go to the courses and start to piece how this works together. And so I contacted several magazines in Australia, and they all said, yeah, we're interested. If you can connect to these people, we are interested in publishing your interviews. And so for the next several years, I was interviewing, sometimes having lunches and dinners with some of these people, especially when a lot of them came to Australia, spending days with them, going to their courses, and having conflicts internally, because what I found was that a lot of people who taught did not have the same abilities that I had. And when I was watching, demonstrations of different techniques, or kind of tuning into what I was being taught, some of it felt so good, and it was like, oh my God, this is amazing. What an incredible key to helping somebody. And some of it felt really, really off. And I was like, what do I do with this? Because I was so young. People have to remember I was, like 21, 22, 23. And so it was a whole new world for me. And I had this conflict of they know more than me. So I had to really work through this. They know more than me. And yet, what I'm being shown when I'm tuning in is that not everything they're saying, or actually half of what they're saying, or a quarter, whatever it is doesn't look right, doesn't look healthy. Because I could see the reactions and what the person was going through. And so I actually had to make a decision at one point to be teachable, to always learn, to always be teachable, but be discerning. And actually to start to learn to trust myself. And so I started by asking people that I didn't know very well. So at the time I had a partner, and he had a lot of friends who were very open to this type of work. And I said to him, can we talk to them? And I want to know nothing about them and just see if I can tune in and help them. And so I remember one of the first people, I said to her, I remember I was scanning her body and I went, oh my God, you have problems with your feet. And she went, yeah. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, 100%, I didn't know this about her. And just one person after another, kind of, also people in my family, my grandparents in particular, they were in a lot of pain. And just kind of going, how do I create a system based on actually listening to this language of the body? Listening from all these different people from all these different countries and timelines, right? So sometimes I worked with children, and sometimes it was, an 80 or 90-year-old person. And then I worked with enormous amount of medical professionals, which was wild for me, because when people would ask, who are the peak clients that you had, especially early on, like if you had to go, this is the group, it would have been nurses and teachers, but huge, huge amount of nurses, psychologists, some doctors. It was crazy, where I remember when they would come in and they'd say, who, what job they did. I'd sit there and I'd go, oh my God, they're in their 40s or 50s, and I'm literally 22, 23, 24, and they've learned so much more than me. But why are they coming to me? How is it that they don't know how to connect to their own bodies? And it was really beautiful, because at the time I just remember thinking, I cannot think of anything more holy to do in my life than to support and help people understand themselves, like really understand themselves and how they got here, how they got to have pain, and also actually honor their body and the wisdom of the body and realize that pain was not an enemy, but was there to really help them understand their life.
So, to walk us through what working with a client looks like. So, how do you connect? You say you scan the body, and then tell us what you do.
So I always create a map for people. So I start by, I might close my eyes, might have my eyes open, but it looks like I'm staring. So I'll say that to the, to the person in front of me, and I'll connect to, I guess let's call it their soul, and I'll ask, show me the starting point, because I'm really aware that where a person has pain is not necessarily where the starting point is or where we need to focus. Because the pain to me is a result of many, many things, or, let's an ailment. So I'll ask, show me, and I'll say to the person, please tell me as little as possible about your condition. But I will ask you questions and just answer the questions honestly, because this is, we often don't have a lot of time and this is not a guessing game. I will ask you because I need to know where to go next. And so let's say I start to focus and I ask, where do we start? And it, and I'm showing, the right knee. So I'll go to the right knee. So I'll start to concentrate. Kind of, usually from my third eye, because that's where I'm, I guess, the best at, and I feel the most objectivity. I have other capacities. I can feel emotionally and I can hear things and kinesthetically, but it's just, I trust the visual the most. And so I'll look at the knee and I'll go, okay, so there's things I already know about the right knee. For instance, I know that it's to do with moving forward and there's some kind of stuckness going on, and that there's a possibility either they're stuck around their work or career, or there's something to do with a family member or somebody very close to them. And so I'll say, okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And I need you to answer honestly. And from there, we're going to be guided. And so I might go, so I'm going to prompt them and I'll say, I'm feeling like when I'm connecting to the knee, there is a blockage, and it's almost like it's connecting me to this masculine person in your life where you're having some challenges. Can you relate to this? And and I'm always very much kind of allowing them to explore, and they might go, yeah, I'm having a challenge at work with my, with a work colleague, and I'll go, okay, interesting. And the minute they acknowledge to say this, the image will change, and I will see the next part. So it'll be, it might be the knee, it might go to the lower back. And I'll be shown this, it might be a cord or something connecting to the lower back. And that's telling me a story, because I also know a lot of information about the body. I've spent 25 years trying to understand it inside and out. And so I'll go, oh, okay, well, that's interesting that it's going to the lower back, because I know that, as I already mentioned, that's connected to finances and that's connected to, to childhood issues, to childhood challenges when we felt unsafe. And so, knowing this already, I'll say, I might go, okay, so do you ever get lower back pain? Because I'm seeing that there is a connection. And they'll usually say, I might get a tinge here and there, or they'll say, yeah, sometimes I'll have, challenges walking because of the, I do have a lot of, I carry a lot of stress there. And I'll go, okay, so when you were, tell me about your relationship with your father in particular when you were a child or a very important masculine person. And because I know there is a connection. And so I'm trying to connect all the pieces. And as again, as I acknowledge and they kind of, they tell me a little story, sometimes I'll go, no, that's not what this is about. Because it's almost like when it's a yes, my whole body feels aligned and I'm going, yeah, this is what it's about. And then what I might do at times is I might go, so I believe, I've spent a lot of time sensitizing my body. So I believe that we have a chakra, well, I believe I've seen, I know, in our hands and also in our feet. And the chakra in our hands is about energy and healing and how we can subtly understand things. And so I might use my hands where I've developed this process called etheric, working with etheric hands. And so my energetic hands will come out and literally either go inside the person's, we'll call it etheric body, which is a copy of the physical, and then through it into the physical and adjust something. Or I might go, we need more information where all of this is stemming from because there's several timelines, and I actually want to look at the timelines. So I'll say to them, I'm going to use my etheric hands, and I've developed this process, which is incredibly accurate. Like, it's amazing. Where I'm using these etheric hands to go to various timelines in the past and sometimes even in the future, and specifically connect to the theme, to what the person's really going through. So the theme could be a health condition, or could be something emotional, like, I need to work on my business, or I need to work on my self-love or my confidence. So we look at that. At the theme and, and the blockage there, or lack of self-confidence, and we want to see where the timelines are, where it was the most prevalent and important to explore. And so again, to create this map of what's really happened to a person, I might use my etheric hands to go to a particular time, several timelines, and go, okay, this. So, I might go 46, 25, 5, and two other really important ages connected to this issue. Let's explore. And
So when you
so,
have the map,
ideally,
then what happens?
well, once I've created the map, then I actually write down all the processes that we can do in relation to how do we work through this. All right, so I feel like I need to. One, see the bigger picture, and I need them to understand the bigger picture that healing is not instant for a lot of people. I mean, sometimes it can happen, but it often doesn't hold when it's instant because you haven't actually gone through all the wisdom, and so we need to connect pieces of the puzzle together. And, and then I'll say to them, okay, I really feel based on knowing who the person is and how. Whether they've done a lot of work on themselves or very little, I'll go, I think we should start to work from here. And I'll actually explain to the person, this is what I feel we need to do. And, and also you're going to need to do things. You're going to have to participate in this journey. And, and then we'll kind of break it down into sub-themes of where do we start? And then we'll start. And I'll either guide them to through a process, or I'll combine guiding. Usually, what I do is I'll combine guiding someone with doing energetic processes that I've developed over the last 25 years, and that could be anything from energetically clearing cords to do with pain or toxicity or relationships. So a lot of people have heard of cutting of the cords or the cutting of the ties. I'm a big believer that that was a great beginning, but not necessarily the healthiest way to work because, it was based on the idea that we're connected to our mother through the umbilical cord, and then, we cut the cord and now we're separate people, but we still have this connection. But in, energetically, it never made full sense to me to cut things as opposed to understand what's going on in this cord and how do we clear it and, transform it and then bring positive healing energy into it. So lots of processes that I've learned and developed over the years that we use in, like I said, combination of, I'm a big believer in archetype work, which actually tells you basically, it's a structure that gives you an understanding of timeline. So when, let's say I was 22 and something happened when I was 22, I don't consciously remember it, but there is an archetypal part of me that does remember it and has a perspective on it and has several emotions connected to it and a storyline. And rather than just saying, well, I have fear and generalizing everything, I feel like in healing, lots of people generalize because it's easier and faster. And I'm the complete opposite. I want details about everything. And so I'll go, rather than generalizing that you have fear, where do you have fear? What's the timeline? Which part is it? And sometimes we'll go, it's the feminine part or the masculine part or a particular archetype connected to a center that we're working with or an organ. And then we explore because, through the archetypal work, you can discover so much without having to go, I need to remember everything, right?
Yeah, the
And
subconscious knows everything. The body remembers everything.
exactly. Yeah. And it will give you that information in this structured form where you're not generalizing. And what I want to say is when people generalize, they go, I'm afraid, I'm sick, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm depressed. And this, the minute you say I am, it's very hard to work with. But when you separate this and go, there is a part of me, let's discover, or there's several parts of me that feel like that, but there's also a wise part of me, and there's a happy part of me, and there's a, healed part of me. Let's work with all of those and hear at different times, obviously, specifically, and we can discover and transform things. So it becomes quite a beautiful, amazing journey where I say to people, you never, once you discover this, you're never going to be bored.
Yeah.
And even if you are depressed or anxious, that becomes interesting because you're not going, it's me. You're going, okay, let me discover
Now I
more
get to
about
figure out
myself.
why.
Yeah.
That's so
It's that
interesting.
thing of knowing yourself. Yeah.
It's a very good way, and then you can actually release it. So many people feel pain and they take an ibuprofen and they go to the doctor and they get pain medication and it's really something that people need to know more about, that there's a reason that they're feeling this pain. And it sounds like, I mean, you have a way of getting to the root cause to release that for them. And you wrote a book, which is essentially, that talks about all of this stuff. Can you tell us
About
more
this,
about, your book and where
The
people can
Secret
find it?
Language of
So
Your Body.
beautiful. So where can people find
So,
it?
people can find it either online. So if you've got Amazon, it's definitely on it. But I also really encourage you, if you have a bookshop near you, go to the bookshop and they can always order it if they don't have it. And that's the way we support the bookshops and keep them going and help them and the authors. So yeah, but it's very easy to find online. And it's in, as you mentioned, in lots of different languages and constantly getting reprinted or a new language is opening up. I think we've just got Portuguese and Spanish. We've got new publishers coming out, which is great. And I think, the book is really about giving people a deeper understanding of the wisdom of the body, of what's really being held in each part of the body. And then I'm a big believer, because of my own story, in doing processes yourself and having layered processes and understanding things. So the first section of the book is actually about how to use the book. Please, please read it. Don't just go into the middle. I know it's easy to skip, because it describes why I've created the processes and put them together the way I have, and the layering of them, and also gives you an exercise to start to tune into your own body first before you jump to all my wisdom. You have your own, and I want yours to connect to mine, right? So that when you're reading what causes the organ to, become sick, you're also connecting to, oh, I relate to this because I know more about myself and my own body. And so you've got, that part, and also the 10 different keys to healing. And then we've got the part on, your body parts and the wisdom they have. And again, like I said, why they degenerate. And under each part of the body, there is a process that you can work with. Because I figured that if you have an illness, it'll be in some part of your body. And when it's in many parts, you just need to connect them together. So you need to start with the most prevalent, like the one that hurts the most, or the most challenging. And then I have a section on diseases, and also understanding the components of it. What causes the body to become diseased in that particular way. And then we have a section on color and color healing, and how that impacts your emotions in particular, and your state. And it's a great way to work with children. And then we have, and very fast. So when you don't have a lot of time, you just visualize a color, or you rub your hands together and you work with and the energy of color and bring it into your body, and it just changes everything. And then there's a section on emotions, and actually understanding the layering of what causes you to have a particular emotion and how it affects you. And the last section is on the systems of the body and the lessons they're here to teach us.
Amazing, amazing. We will have that linked in the show notes for everyone so they have easy access to that. But I just want the audience to get a sense of kind of what you mean. So, what if my big toe on the left foot is hurting? What could that signify?
So your left big
Big
toe,
toe,
you say?
left big toe. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting one again, because it's actually often connected to the chakras. So that particular toe can signify that you're having an issue communicating with either people in your family who are feminine. So you might have an issue with your mother or your sister or a friend. And as you're trying to, because it's to do with your feet, and as you're trying to move forward, but something's holding you back. And you're actually, or it could be an internal holding back from the feminine side in you, where you're ignoring that part of you, and you want to jump and you want to move further, but there is something in you that's stuck that is saying, hey, we cannot move forward and have, let's say, the success that you want until you deal with this situation and this scenario.
Wow, that's so
So, yeah.
interesting. Wow, so thanks for coming on today and for sharing so much about your experience and about the messages that are trapped in our bodies. Like I said, if people understood that more, I feel like life would be a lot different. Is there any last minute thoughts that you have on today's topic?
Well, what I want to do is I want to encourage people to reflect. And one of the ways that I've kind of guided people, I've given a structure for them, is through some of my free tools. Like I've got a free masterclass on the secret language of your body. And through it, I explain all the different parts of the body because we didn't have time to do that and what each part represents. But I also ask people to do certain exercises where they can start to release pain and also start to gain wisdom from the body themselves and actually start to tune in. And so I really encourage people to actually go to my website, which is innersegal.com, innersegal.com/secret. So all you have to remember is the word secret and watch this masterclass and actually try it on yourself and grab a journal. So I am a huge, huge believer in journaling to connect all the pieces together. So start journaling. Start from journaling by watching this masterclass and actually going, what is my, wow, this is wisdom. I live inside this, body of wisdom. Let me start to explore, like you said, Lisa, what's really going on. And honestly, you'll never look back.
Amazing. Thanks again for being here, and I cannot wait for you to be back. And I think we're digging into the ancestral stuff on the next episode. So, the audience, you do not want to miss out on that episode.
Thank you.
Amazing. And to our audience, you just heard from Ines Segal. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, Ina Segal, and she is amazing. So stay tuned for her series. And again, please do not forget to like and subscribe. Before we leave, go quickly check out her masterclass, put it in your queue, and listen to your body. Like she said, your life's going to change when you start to understand what's really going on. Until next time, take care, everybody.